And Bay Staines need to understand she can't win everything. King Smith says the Grammys is too racist to matter. You could have the biggest song in the world and get beaten by a no-name white group. Okay.
Sam Smith won most of
everything. Yeah.
Sam Smith deserved it, though.
He deserved that, it. That, he's fantastic.
That is the record of the year right there.
Yes.
I mean, it's just well done. 187, and I love the performance with him.
And Mary J.
And Mary J.
Yes.
That was so beautiful.
Yes.
Listen, who I loved, and I know y'all going to slap me around, I love AC/DC.
They did the
AC/DC, them old 70-year-old dudes, man, they were getting it. I have three, my favorite three rock groups in this order. Who is number three?
I love that too.
Van Halen number two, AC/DC all freaking day number one.
Russ, that
is a solid band.
Yeah.
They played those instruments live. They wouldn't do any tracks. That old dude singing the lead, man, sounds the same when he was 20.
Killed it.
Goodness.
Man,
that
group's the beast. It's the beast.
Yes.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy.
Hey,
Tracy, what's your take on the Grammys?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Rush. You forgot to say Journey.
Journey's
nice
the bomb.
Band.
Journey's been down in there. He's in my top 10. Okay. Journey's in my top 10, man. Boston. All right, never mind.
I know the Ohio Beehive is going to come from me, but Beyonce, she could have let Lettucey sing that.
Yeah,
that
I agree.
Awful.
Somebody else said
agree.
That, too. Fetus, you said that,
I'm
too.
I'm sorry. You know what? Like, she just didn't do it. She
has
pitchy.
Her own sound. They have different sounds.
Yeah, but I wanted to hear it soulful, like, real deep, and it was too
because
pitchy.
Usually gospel music is, soulful.
And Beyonce's soulful, but I love Beyonce, but I just didn't think she did the song justice.
1-877 Par Show. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Hey, Russ. Dre 202 says, I loved Annie Lennox's performance. It was hot. She says she sang that song, killed it. She has a very soulful voice. She killed it. She took
People
me to church.
People are saying that Usher was boring.
He was boring,
Brit. He was
not
boring. I didn't even know Stevie Wonder was behind him, and then he just came out of the darkness with the harmonica.
He should have sang.
It's pretty cool.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your take on the Grammys?
Hi. Okay. First, I have to say I love you guys. I listen to you every morning, and I wanted to say, Russ, I cannot wait until Born Again Version. I'm so mad that it's in the summertime. Whatever.
Well, you know, if you want to see it again, you can go to TV1.tv.
I already did. Three times, so I'm ready for some more.
Did you really like it? You liked it that much?
I really did. I think all the actors were great.
Yeah.
I believe that, like, it's going to be a funny show. I'm loving all the black actors on TV right now, but it's just going to be funny.
Thank
and
you.
Great
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we need to see some stuff like that. But anyways, the Grammys. I thought everybody did amazing, and I thought that, you know, I am the Beyonce fan since No, okay? But I believe that she could have let Lettucey, my girl. I love Lettucey. I think she could have let Lettucey, like, blow that out. And
you know what? Here's how I think Beyonce is. I think Beyonce probably said something to Lettucey and said, hey, you know, are you cool with this? Because I think Beyonce is that kind of person.
I do, too. Okay.
You know what? Maybe Beyonce wasn't trying to upstage her, so she just gave a so-so performance,
what?
Not to try to blow it out.
No.
Beyonce would never do that.
Hey, Russ, Frequency says the best line came from Prince. Like books and black lives, albums still matter.
Amen.
Wow.
That was hot, too. That was big.
Very nice. Yes. Very nice. Good morning. Hello.
Hey.
Yo.
What's your take? Yeah, what's your take on the Grammys?
I think I like Sam Smith's performance. Paul McCartney and Kanye was okay, but I think I was just let down by that whole Beyonce thing. I think Lettucey should have went on and did it. I mean, that's all I can really ask.
Yeah, she's pop, but you know, it's Queen B, man.
But let me ask you something. Are you upset because you're a Lettucey fan? Because I'm not really a Lettucey fan per se. I just thought
I like Lettucey. I think Lettucey's soulful. And Beyonce, she's a pop star. And when it comes to singing soul records, soul gospel songs, let a soul singer sing it.
Oh, my.
You know, wow. 6 to 7-Eleven. 6 to 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Oh, now you're not going to do that. Beyonce is from the South. Wow. She grew up in a church. And you know, Southern churches sing
this.
A certain way.
I thought Sam Smith is very soulful. And he sings without effort.
Yeah.
And I like what he said. He said, I was so busy trying to lose weight and be something that I'm not until I decided to be me.
Yeah.
That's when the music got right. He said that in so many words.
Yeah,
I thought that was profound.
It was profound. You know,
because, you know, you got so many people, especially in Hollywood, trying to be something that they are not.
Yeah, or trying to make you be somebody. When he said it, I thought, listen, I know you stopped trying to lose weight. Now stop wearing the tight suits. I'm tired of looking at them tight.
Come on,
I keep it real. Y'all, me keep it real. He's still wearing them little tight European pants, and I don't want to see him no more.
But that was European.
That was inspired from a breakup. So, you know, it was came from the inside.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Russell Crowe? How y'all doing, man?
What's happening, man?
I never get tired of seeing Mary J. Blige. I mean, she's like, why? Just better with age. And Stevie Wonder,
yes.
Is he not the greatest singer-songwriter of all time?
Perhaps. He's up there. Perhaps. But I'll say this about Mary J. Blige. She looks better now than she did back in her 20s. She looks incredible. You can tell she works out.
Yes.
Her voice is, I'm sure she's gotten rid of the cigarettes. Her voice is pure. It's like she just gives you... I get emotional every time she starts singing. Yeah. I just look at her face and I'm like, oh, you're singing to my heart. Yeah.
Russ, how about if Beyonce would bring Latifah out on the stage with her?
That would have been hot.
Curry did with Missy. Now, that would have put Beyonce in a whole nother stratosphere.
That would have been hot.
But I got a feeling it wasn't up to Beyonce.
You think Beyonce can't do what she wants,
Russ?
Well,
it's a lot of time restraints when you're dealing with friends.
Beyonce can do what she wants. She could do, if she can bring out anybody, she could have brought out anybody she wanted to. She could have brought some old Destiny's Child chicks if she wanted to. That's Beyonce.
Ariana Grande could have sang that better than Beyonce, just saying.
No.
Hey, Ariana Grande, she's a beast.
She is, but again, another thing is, I'm tired of seeing her in the same ponytail. Now, I'm starting to think she bald.
Well, she said when she was on the Disney Channel show, they dyed her hair a bunch of times, so she has to wear extensions.
Well, we can't leave this without getting a message from Darnell Parr from Darnell Parr Hater Nation.
What's she saying?
About Beyonce, her voice wasn't strong enough for that song.
I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I didn't want to say it.
Ouch.
It's true.
And she might be right.
The Beehive's going to get you.
Yes, they're coming for you, Darnell. Coming for you. All right, y'all. We'll be back.